The future of South Philadelphia's 150-year-old refinery complex has been in question since last June. After a massive fire there, Philadelphia Energy Solutions shut it down and filed for bankruptcy. Negotiations this week could finally determine what will happen. Some Philadelphians see the refinery's closure as an opportunity for a cleaner use of the 1,300-acre site. Hundreds who lost their jobs are fighting to keep it alive, and some people are not. WHYY's Catalina Jaramillo spoke with a former refinery manager turned filmmaker who says reopening the complex would not benefit Philadelphia.
September 22nd was Bilal Motley's last day at the PES refinery, where he worked for 13 years. He's at the Point Breeze entrance.
For years, I would come to this gate, and this is where, you know, we would come in and go to my unit.
Motley was a foreman at the wastewater plant and says working at the refinery gave him a feeling of self-worth. He was making more money than his Ivy League friends.
See that big tank in the middle of these two buildings? That's one of my tanks right there.
Motley says his co-workers were his family. He spent more time here than at home. That's why last Monday was a hard day. It was the first public screening of Midnight Oil, a documentary he made about the last days of the refinery. His co-workers were not happy.
They just found out about the screening tonight and things like that. They're like, oh, he's called me traitor and things like that. So it doesn't feel good. I'm like, you guys know me. I'm not a traitor. I can't tell my story.
Hello. Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Motley's new workplace looks nothing like a refinery. He's a maintenance manager for a local university. He says although the job pays a third of what he was making at the refinery, it's a lot more safe.
I won't blow up here.
Most of Motley's former co-workers have either rallied to keep the refinery open or kept their thoughts private. Motley wants to speak up.
It's painful to say this, but I don't think it should be. I don't. The community doesn't want it. Like, we can't just do everything based on jobs, jobs, jobs.
He says he knows firsthand how the refinery was polluting the Schuylkill River.
I worked in a wastewater plant. And there's been many times we put oil to the river. Many times.
Motley says heavy rains overwhelm the wastewater plant. And when that occurs, untreated wastewater gets dumped into the river. It was happening more and more in the last few years. But he didn't do anything to stop it, although he knew it was wrong. He could see a sheen of oil on the river.
The operators, we care because we have professional pride. But, I mean, in the big scheme of things, we know nothing's going to happen. We don't know these people in the community. We come into work and then we go home. Then we go ride our boats down the shore. We go to vacation. We don't, you know what I mean? Why be concerned with people you don't know?
Ryan O'Callaghan is with the United Steelworkers, who represented about 600 refinery employees. He denies Motley's statements and says, as a manager, it was Motley's job to stop violations from happening.
If he was there and he seen things that were harmful to the environment, and he never spoke up, that's on him.
Motley agrees. He says it was his conscience that pushed him to make the movie. He blames himself for not speaking up earlier. It's like he's always been avoiding conflict, like with his name. Instead of going by Bilal, he goes by BL, just two letters, B-L, just to make it easier for people to pronounce. That's the name on his refinery patch.
I think ever since then, just compromising myself. Like, the feeling that I have to be perfect, the perfect black worker. You know what I mean? I didn't want them to call me ignorant. I didn't want them to call me the N-word behind my back because I know it happens to other people. I just wanted to be perfect.
Early in 2019, his wife told him they were expecting their second child. He says he was happy, but also kind of sad. He often found himself thinking, what kind of world would their kids live in?
So I realized my own inaction, and I just, you know, I said, okay, this is enough. That's why I decided to act. I'm afraid, but I have to do something. I figure, what is my son and my daughter going to say 50 years from now when they say, you knew better and you did nothing?
Alexa Ross is with Philly Thrive, which represents neighbors of the refinery. She says Motley went to one of their meetings and asked for forgiveness.
It was the kind of moment of reconciliation that we never thought we would have, and we might not have any more than that, but it was powerful for him to just say, I know what it's done, and I'm sorry, and it's not right.
Philadelphia Energy Solutions strongly objects to Motley's claims. On Wednesday, a bankruptcy court judge in Delaware could confirm the refinery's permanent closure. Catalina Jaramillo, WHYY News.